This is Bob. If I could just ask people to identify themselves and ask a question, that'd be great. Here's Leslie.
Good morning.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Leslie, Ruben Frank here. Give us an update on your quarterback situation and just the latest you have.
You know, Brett suffered a concussion in the game on Monday night, so we'll see how he responds as the week goes on. But right now, you know, we're looking at Joe Webb potentially being our starter, along with Patrick Ramsey backing him up. And then we just signed Rhett Bromar just yesterday, so he'll probably be our third quarterback.
Leslie, this is Jeff Mosher. Can you also update us on Adrian Peterson? Will he practice this week or today even?
Yeah, he, you know, he's doing better. It's going to be a day-to-day deal with him. It may even go right down to game time, but he's making progress. That thigh has been real sore. Not certain if he'll do anything today. We're going to try to get him some treatment and probably look at more tomorrow, trying to get him some work on the field.
So I guess Brett has expressed to you that, I mean, if he's physically there, I mean, he wants to play in these last two games?
whether he expresses it to me or not, I'm never, ever going to say that Brett's not going to be ready to go ever again. He wants to play. I mean, if he can play, he wants to play. So we'll see what happens.
Leslie, it sounds like he's unlikely to make the trip to Philadelphia. Are you kind of thinking along those lines right now? That?
Oh no, not at all. I'm not thinking that he won't make the trip at all.
Leslie, as it relates to Adrian Peterson, what other factors could come into the decision? Could, for instance, weather come into play?
No, just be a matter of whether he can go or not. You know, if he could have gone Monday night, the conditions wouldn't have mattered. You know, he can go. He'll go.
Hi, Leslie. Merrill Reese. Any feelings that you might have coming back, having been on Andy's staff playing here as a head coach?
You know, just looking forward to seeing some old friends. You know, we had so many great memories there, Merrill. Of course, you've been, you know, got a voice during my time with the Eagles, and just a lot of fun memories from some very successful days there. Just looking forward to seeing some old friends.
Well, how much of what you do defensively comes from what Jim did? And just talk about how valuable your 4 years here with Jim were for you.
Wow. Jim had such an impact on my career and me as a person. You know, my philosophy on defense intersects with some of the things I learned from Jim. And there are many days when I was standing on that sideline as a defensive coordinator where I thought about, hey, how would Jim handle this? Just had a major, major influence on me as a coach, and just appreciated his friendship so much. I learned so much during my time there with him, and will forever be grateful to Jim. And I miss him. I miss him a lot. I mean, he was one of those people during the season that I'd call, and, you know, we'd converse about different things and different teams that we were playing. So I miss that. I miss it a lot.
Leslie, when you look at the defense now, the Eagles' defense, what differences do you see from what Jim ran to what Sean is running right now?
There's still quite a bit of carryover. May not pressure quite as much as Jim did when we were there, but there's still a lot of remnants to the things that we did when Jim was the defensive coordinator. Sean has kept a lot in place.
Leslie, it's Jeff Mosher again. Is there something that Jim really left on you that's, you know, separate from the X's and O's part, something about just being a coach in this league and dealing with things?
You know, just how tough-minded he was on game day. You know, just how focused he was every single situation. Just understanding every situation was huge to me. And off the field, how much he loved his family. You know, we talk all the time about his grandkids, his love for Vicky, and just how much he enjoyed the experience of being a professional football coach. And, you know, he got into pro coaching a little bit later in life compared to guys who get into it in their early 20s. And so, you know, we talk about that part of it. And just the way he loved his family, just that's something I've kind of taken with me, the love for our family and how taxing our careers can be not to neglect, you know, our families.
Leslie, even going back further than Jim, what effect did Buddy have on you as a coach?
You know, it's funny you ask that. When Jim and I and the rest of the staff got together in 1999 and we were putting together our first playbook and talking about what kind of defense we wanted to have, he told me that part of his philosophy stemmed from going up and visiting with Buddy and learning a little bit about our defense in Chicago. So hearing him say that meant a lot to me, because it made it a little bit easier for me as we were sitting down just trying to crack out ideas about how we wanted the defense to look. And so, you know, Buddy is where a lot of what we did in Philly originated from. Some of the coverages, some of the pressures, the way we designed our pressures, started with some of the things we did in Chicago. So Buddy had a big influence on me and the way I think as a coach, a defensive coach, but also on Jim as well. So between the two, I mean, they have been a tremendous influence on my career.
You guys never insulted any players, though. It wasn't quite the same.
you guys know Buddy. You experienced it. It could be hard on players. It could be hard.
Les, can you talk about the challenge facing if Webb does go? A guy who hasn't really, been in this kind of, obviously in this kind of system and a pro system as a quarterback. Just the challenge facing him as he progresses through this thing.
Well, it will definitely be a challenge. I mean, Sunday night football against a playoff team, a good football team, a good defense. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for him, and it would be for just about any quarterback, but in particular a rookie who's, getting a chance to maybe get his first start in the National Football League. So there are going to be some growing pains. There are going to be some moments where you go, oh, boy, what did he see? And at the same time, there are going to be some moments you're going to go, wow, that was a great play by Joe Webb. And so you got to live with that. There are going to be some ups and downs, but we know he has tremendous playmaking ability. And he's going to make some plays during the course of that game.
As a coaching staff, what did you guys see in him? I guess at the Senior Bowl or whatever it was, because he's returned kicks for you. He played a little wide receiver, that kind of thing. What do you see from him?
Just such an athletic player. Coming out of college at UAB, just seeing a guy who could do so many things with the ball in his hand. And when we took him, when we drafted him, we were actually slated him as a wide receiver based on his performance at the Senior Bowl. And then once we got him here and watched him throw the football around, everybody was like, wow, let's give him a shot at quarterback. So he made the transition, and, he's been working with our practice squad throughout the year and, really being a guy who would give our first defense the pitch. And all of a sudden, because of the injuries, he's had to become our starter. But his athleticism, his charisma, the players love him. I mean, they really believe in Joe and thinks that every time he's on the field, there's a chance for something good to happen. And because of that, our players are really confident when he's out there, and he showed flashes in that Chicago game of what he can be.
That said, did he give you maybe your defense a look at what Michael Vick could do, given they have sort of athletic ability?
Yeah, when he was our scout team quarterback, there were moments he was Vick-like, just moving around and running around and making people miss, and he has those qualities. Joe is a very athletic guy who's very smart and has a better arm than people realize, and I hopefully we'll get a chance to see some of that on Sunday night.
Leslie, you had 4 years around Andy Reid. He was winning then. He's still winning. From the years you were here, why has he been able to be so successful over such a long period in the same place, which is rare?
I think a lot of it has to do with the way Andy handles adversity. I always remember when we would go through a difficult stretch, he never really wavered in his beliefs and his philosophy. And that's unusual. Because you're going to have some highs and lows during the course of the season. You're going to have some highs and lows during your career. And he's handled the tough moments as well as he's handled the good moments. Coming back after that Super Bowl and going 6-10 and rebounding the next year and being right back in the thick of things, that's hard to do. And, after such a tough loss a year ago in the playoffs, to be right back where they are now, just a credit to his ability to be unwavering and his loyalty to his players, his loyalty to the staff, and the fact that he remains the same Andy through the ups and downs of an NFL season. And that really becomes a stabilizing force for your football team. They just know that it's not the end of the world, when they take a tough loss, that they're going to be able to rebound because of the way Andy handles tough situations.
Are those qualities you've tried to kind of adopt as a head coach or a coordinator?
No question. You know, we've gone through a tough stretch here the last 2 weeks against a couple of real good football teams, playoff teams, and my approach with our team here is, you know, we just got to get back on the horse and get ready for this next ball game and practice to win and not waver in the things that we talked about that helped us to win our first two in my role as interim head coach. So, yes, you know, seeing how Andy handled tough moments has definitely influenced me as a head coach now.
Leslie, is that, and looking back, is that harder to act out than the mindset of it? I mean, to not waver when you do lose a tough game or when you lose by 20 or something points, to just keep sticking with who you are and what you do?
It can be tough. I mean, you guys have witnessed coaches that blow up and completely lose it after tough losses. And
yeah, we just saw it.
yeah. But I mean, to do what Andy has done is a perfect example of what the effect it has on your football team. That's why they've been able to ride the ups and downs of this NFL that we coach in without having great dips. And I attribute it totally to Andy's ability to handle tough moments. You don't really see him completely lose it. It's rare, very, very rare. And when he does, it gets the player's attention to the point where it's viewed as a positive instead of a negative.
Well, getting back to Breck real quick, would you say, I mean, I know he's got to go through the league-mandated concussion thing. Would you say right now it's unlikely, 50-50? Do you have any gauge of that right now?
No, probably after today when they do some of the tests and just figure out where he is, then we'll have a better idea where he'd probably be at.
I just want to follow up on some of what you're talking about Andy not wavering and sticking through tough times. It's along the same lines where there have been a couple moments where controversies could have erupted this season. You know, you change quarterbacks, you reportedly yelled at DeSean Jackson, and those things always kind of go away pretty quickly here in Philadelphia and see on other teams where they linger. How does he manage to, I guess, nip those things in the bud and move on?
You know, I can remember times when he'd come in after he was stern about something and we'd have a team meeting, and he may make mention of it for just a short period of time, and then he'd move on. You know, he'd move on to the next topic, whether it was a team we were getting ready to play or a side of the football we wanted to get better on, whatever it was. But he didn't linger on what was viewed as a negative during that period of time. You know, he'd move on. And by him doing that and moving on in a positive way, the players end up doing the same thing. They'd move on from that, distance themselves from it, and then we'd put our focus on what we needed to focus on. And that was another part of why I think he's been so successful. He does a great job of making sure that the focus is where it needs to be, as opposed to lingering and dealing with things in the past. He gets you focused in a hurry back on what's important.
Leslie, that win over the Giants, was that when you went through, reviewed the tape and all that, was it kind of jaw dropping? How would you kind of describe that, especially those last 7.5 minutes?
Wow, I mean, an incredible comeback. I mean, that's hard to do in the NFL, to score that many points in that amount of time. It's just a hard thing to do. So, once again, a testament to Andy and the players just never believing they're out of a football game. And I can remember a game, I don't know if you remember this one, Merrill. We're up in Pittsburgh, and we had to get some, this is on the road in Pittsburgh, maybe our second year maybe, and we needed to get a couple of onside kicks.
Yep, I remember it.
Yeah, to come back and win a game that we were down. It looked like there's no way we were going to win the game, and we found a way. And it still goes back to Andy, man. Just his no quit attitude and his calmness, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, not getting so hyped up or overreacting, but just remaining calm and confident. And the players feed off of that. They feed off of it, and that's one of the reasons the Eagles are able to maintain the success that they've had.
You know, you talk about Jim and you talk about Buddy, who are two of the, you know, really two of the great defensive minds that have ever come through this city. How fortunate, how blessed do you feel to have been, around those two guys along the way?
it humbles me so much to think of the fact that I had a chance to work with Buddy Ryan and Jim Johnson in my career. And as you mentioned, two of the greatest minds to ever coach professional football from a defensive standpoint. And as I mentioned, they both had a me as a coach, but also as a person. And very, very blessed to have sit in a meeting room with the both of them and just be able to witness how they went about their business and putting things together and how they dealt with people. And it's helped me tremendously. And I think about the both of them often, very often.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Leslie.
Good luck.
Right.
Thanks,
okay, Leslie. Thank you.